This is LabCast, insights and ideas for the expansion stage senior manager, hosted by OpenView Labs.
Hello again, and welcome to this edition of LabCast. I'm Kevin Kane, and today I'm joined by OpenView Managing Director Brian Zimmerman. We'll be talking with Lori Richardson about the importance of value propositions. Lori Richardson is a blogger, speaker, inside sales trainer, and B2B sales detective for Score More Sales, a sales strategy organization that she founded in 2001. Lori was also recently named one of the top 25 sales influencers of the year. Let's take a listen to the conversation that Brian and Lori have to find out more about why value propositions are so important.
Hi, Lori. Welcome here today to OpenView. What we'd like to talk about and have a conversation about is value proposition and what it means. Just from your perspective, what do you think about the value proposition?
Absolutely. Well, it's great to be here, Brian. So thank you very much for having me. I think that when we talk about value proposition, I always think about when a company is trying to reach another company to do business and they don't offer the value. They're so busy talking about who they are, who their company is, sometimes their title. I heard somebody on a giving me a sample of his voicemail message, and he went on for 20 seconds talking about the great company he works for, never got to the point about why it might be worth his prospect's time to
That's true. It's very common. When you think about the creation of the value proposition, when you look at an organization, our companies, a lot of them are, you know, expansion stage in our portfolio. Who's responsible for creating the value proposition? Do you see it being product marketing? Do you see it being marketing? Is it sales or is it everyone?
That's an excellent question. I guess it depends where you work and what size company and who's driving what in the organization. But generally, I love a company where people are working together on it because clearly there are different points of view depending on where you're sitting in the offices.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was kind of a baited question. So my thoughts are is that a value proposition is created by the entire organization. You've got product people coming at the product strategy with features and benefits. You've got the marketing team that's trying to put a little sizzle on what they're saying. And then you've got salespeople who have to actually deliver it personally, right?
Right.
So, in fact, we had an exercise at one of our sales execution forums where we asked the groups to stand up and give their value proposition. But it wasn't to a client. It was to a potential hire. Mm. And we thought that that's a really good place to test your value proposition. If people still say, I don't get it, or you're not attracting great talent, smart salespeople are going to really want to understand what's the value proposition. Can I succeed?
Absolutely.
So we went back and rethought it, got the marketing teams together, and we got on a better page. But just from that perspective, and I'll close on that, is that the best place to test your value proposition is internally and word of mouth. You're kind of on the spot when you're in the middle of a sale, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you better nail
totally.
It, or you're not going to get invited back. But if you can't attract top talent because your value proposition doesn't clearly explain your company and the business value that it presents to potential clients.
Yeah.
But you're right. We know the terms, the elevator pitch, et cetera.
What's interesting about that is that we have done research, and I've done this in different companies I've worked for in the past, where you'll go to the client that's hired you to help them improve revenues, and you'll ask the CEO, what is it that you guys do? And then you go ask the salespeople, and they have something different to say. Different ones say different things. And then you ask the clients that like them, and you hear another thing. And so I think building on what you said, you got to get it down concrete and then put it on the walls, you know, put it in your materials, make sure that everybody knows, and in new hire training, critical that people really know what it is that you do and the value that you add.
Let's talk about creating the value proposition. We discussed kind of who's responsible for it and why. My thoughts are is that the key is really understanding the buyer journey. A lot of terms for it, right? The buying process is typically a cliche term. I'm starting to think of it as a journey. So how does the journey of your product go from creation, value at the user base, and then into a sale and into an account base? Understanding that buyer journey, doing a little bit more research, asking more questions than, I don't know if you've seen this a lot, but people are saying, my sales process is X, my sales process is X. And sometimes it's kind of just kind of fitted to your product or what you believe, as opposed to really mapping it to the buyer journey.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you can't sell until the buyer's ready to buy.
Right.
So it really is the buyer's process rather than the seller's. I totally agree.
Yeah, because I try to simplify everything, as we've talked about before. And, you know, I think there's three things that happen. There's getting somebody aware of your solution, your product, your company, getting them interested in doing something. I call it a definitive next step to move forward. And then there's the sales cycle. You know, so really understanding the buyer and the value proposition that needs to happen when that person enters that process or that. So not everybody that signs on the dotted line, you really need to be making aware of your company, your message, et cetera. It may be a financial decision, but as long as the business equation is done with other people within that group.
Right.
So, you know, again, for anybody that's listening to this, you know, really take a lot of time to understand that buyer journey, you know, get some outsource. We in the labs have a team that actually puts that together, which we have is extremely valuable to our portfolio.
Right, and then all the content that you build should reflect what they will find helpful.
Right, you've seen that. I don't know about you, but have you seen that in reverse? Content is created, and then it's kind of screw fitted right into the buying process, as opposed to creating it based on that message.
Yeah. And I think that's a challenge for a lot of us. You know, the companies we work with, we're always trying to find ways to help reflect how they can add value to their prospective customers and existing customers.
So I guess what we've learned today in this conversation, which a lot of people already know that listen to this, but get everyone in your company involved to get to your value proposition. Take the feedback from your sales team. Take the feedback from your product team. Someone obviously in marketing really needs to own the ultimate outcome. Build your content around that value proposition, not what you see it as. And then really understand, clearly understand your buying process or the buyer's journey. Does that sound right?
Right. And never assume that all your sales team knows the value proposition. Ask them, you know, and it's not a, don't put them on the spot and make them uncomfortable, but find ways on an ongoing basis to tweak it, refine it, and, you know, people learn over time.
Yeah.
And so just keep at it and be passionate about what it is that your company stands for and how you're different and how it adds value.
Right. That's a great point. And then just to add on top of that, you know, all of us, you and I, we've been sales managers, and we talk to a lot of sales managers, VPs of sales. If you're just managing a forecast, probably don't need a manager, right?
Yeah.
So a manager's there to develop their teams, no matter how senior or how junior that those people may be. So the investment into asking them, whatever you want to call it, your elevator pitch, your value proposition on an ongoing basis.
Call it what you want. We
a case
care.
That I had before, I ran an organization where every Monday we would pick a new person during our kickoff meeting to give the value proposition. And I knew it was done when I heard them talking to their friends about what we did and who we were. And I also knew it when they started rolling their eyes, which means I get it now. And that's usually a true, we know salespeople, right? That's a true test.
Yeah, and also when they go, hey, I like the way that guy said it. You know, he said it a little different. It's like the old days when everyone would use the phones and you could hear other people's messaging. It's
well, a good value proposition at the end of the day is something that anyone can understand, whether they're a client or not, just from a core.
Including
spouses. Yeah, go to your spouse, go to your family and ask, this is what I do and who I am. And if they say I still don't get it, you probably should redo your value proposition.
Agreed.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Lori, for coming.
My pleasure.
All right.
That was OpenView Managing Director Brian Zimmerman talking to sales expert Lori Richardson. Thanks for joining us, and please be sure to tune in again next week for the next Labcast.